You can check out her website at www.focusedsolutions.com. Dr. Manning is a hypnotherapist, and it's Focused Solutions Michigan Hypnotherapy. So, Dr. Manning, tell me a bit about what you do.
We use hypnosis to help people overcome obstacles in their life. I work a lot with eating disorders, irritable bowel syndrome, insomnia, anxiety, which is a big one. Work with children as well as adults. We find that what they present with, such as these things I just mentioned, are more the symptom and not the problem. Hypnotherapy allows us to work with their subconscious mind through them, of course, to get to the root of the problem, the cause of the symptoms that they're presenting with.
Okay, so why is it important to deal with the subconscious?
The subconscious is the root of all memories and all beliefs. Intellectually, and I'll use a basic one, let's talk about people with weight issues. Intellectually, they know what to do. They have the ability to do the things necessary to have a healthy weight for themselves. So what's blocking them? The conscious mind is the intellectual part of us that understands what to do. The subconscious is the emotional body and responds to beliefs and survival. So when a person has the ability and knowledge to be able to lose weight but still cannot do it, there's a subconscious component to it, an emotional reason. And that could be, you know, a number of things or something singular, like just say for safety or to be seen or to become invisible. When you work with the subconscious, you get down to those memories that are stored that have created this behavior. The subconscious, okay, so, again, the emotional body does not grow in age and time, so it does not analyze things in the way we do consciously. So when we find ourselves in a being conflicted with the ability to do something but yet not doing it, we can almost be sure that it's coming, we're being held back from something that's rooted at the subconscious.
It's interesting. So basically, dealing with the subconscious mind is the most effective way to make
a depressed person knows to get up and go do something, but they can't pull themselves out of the bed to do so.
Makes perfect sense. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So, you know, tell me more about your background and why you chose to go this route.
I've always been fascinated with the mind, that's for sure. And at a young age, I was reading things with Freud and Milton Erickson and Virginia Satir, and the list goes on. I just found it fascinating and it has always kept my interest. When I started working with hypnosis, or actually just even going into the education for it with behavioral sciences as well, I started noticing how fascinating the mind actually is, and that what we think we're doing is not always what we're actually doing.
Very, very interesting. Okay, so, you know, what are some of the most challenging parts about what you do?
There's not a challenge. All I need is someone who has a desire to change and wants to change.
Okay, all right, so it's just
a desire to accomplish something, and then also the belief that it can be done. Better stated that way. And it's just that simple. I don't meet the challenges because people don't come to see me who do not want to change. They don't pay the money to, you know, show up with
it. Right, so there's no pushback is what you're saying. You're not worried about that because the people are there voluntarily.
Correct. There is no pushback. There is no harm. There is no negative effects that can come from hypnotherapy. What I have to do as a therapist is enter their world, their history, what they've been through. I work with insomnia, anxiety, irritable bowel syndrome, eating disorders. The list goes on. Each case is different because each person presents with a different background. 50% of our beliefs are in place before the age of 5. So much of what we take on is from those early, from our caregivers and their beliefs. And later in life, when we find out that, well, maybe that wasn't a good learning after all, or a good lesson, and we want to do things differently, because that belief is already stored and in place, there's a conflict between the conscious and subconscious for achieving the thing that the person wants to achieve. Again, having to go to the root of it. And what happens when we do this in hypnotherapy, it simply allows the subconscious to reappraise the earlier information to the now current knowledge based on what the individual has experienced and knows.
All right, fair enough. So what are some of your goals for the future that you would like to accomplish?
I would like to get more information out about hypnotherapy, its efficacy, and debunking the myths that are out there, such as it's mind control, or it's for weak-minded people, or that you might get stuck in hypnosis. There's a lot of ill beliefs out there. Also, I'm thinking about writing a book in the near future, too. There are some very fascinating stories that I see daily in my business that I think would be of interest. Just, you know, in terms of how the mind works and the things that can hold us back. An interesting case history, I worked with a fellow with fear of flying, okay? And he was very specific, as most anxieties and fears are, for the takeoff and the landing is where he experienced the heightened anxiety. As we worked together, he went back to a time when he was 9 years old and was at a water park, but not knowing how it worked. And when the buzzer went off, it startled him. And then the next thing he knew, the water was taking him up and then underneath. Being a good swimmer and not able to, you know, get his grip together, it frightened him. That turned out to be the cause behind his fear of flying. And it was the same motion when the plane first takes off and then when the plane lands. And his subconscious correlated that feeling to what was on the plane. And the subconscious is there for our survival, and survival instincts kick in whenever there's fear. And when he felt that in the pool, again, survival instincts kicked in, but then on the plane, being the same sensation, the subconscious, not being the logical part, only being the survival and the resourceful part, kicked in, and that's where the fear began.
Wow. Very interesting stuff. If people want more information from you, how can they contact you to ask you questions or to work with you directly?
The best way is through my website, through my email address.
Okay, so people could just send you...
So they can either email me. If they want to make an appointment, they would call and just schedule that. My assistant will take care of that. But for questions or more knowledge about it, I'd be more than happy to, you know, respond to emails and maybe call back.
All right, excellent. Dr. Kim Manning, thank you very much for your time today. Appreciate it.
And thank you very much.
This is the